most of the time when I prepare a patio, a podcast video, I spend a lot of time outlining, doing some research, trying to figure out the best way to communicate what I'm trying to say. Today's podcast is going to be a little bit different. I'm going to just simply do, a stream of consciousness, just to talk to you about what's going on in the industry today, how we can approach it, and the most healthy advice I can provide so that you can look forward to a bright future. All on this episode of Casting Actors Cast.
This is Casting Actors Cast. Each episode takes you behind the scenes and answers your questions about the business of show. Please don't forget to subscribe and like wherever you get your podcasts. Now here's the host of Casting Actors Cast, Jeffrey Dreisbach.
Well, hello and welcome to this episode of Casting Actors Cast. I'm Jeffrey Dreisbach. I'm a casting director with McCorkle Casting in New York. I hope you're doing well. Like I said, I just decided I'm just going to turn on the camera and the microphone and just see what happens today. Only because, you know what, we've been through so much. And now we're getting the resurgence of this additional virus anomaly that's coming in. And more people are having the debate about getting vaccinated or not. And I don't want to make this a political discussion, but I do want to talk in the most reassuring way possible about what it is to be an actor today, right now. What are you doing for you right now, today, in order to look ahead to a brighter future? But first, this is that moment of the podcast where I get to say thank you very much for tuning into Casting Actors Cast. It's my pleasure to bring these podcasts to you every week. And we're getting up to 180 episodes of the podcast. It's kind of unbelievable. And more of you seem to be jumping on board. I invite you, if you haven't done so, please go to the website, castingactorscast, alloneword.com, and check out what we're doing there. You're going to find some past episodes. You're going to find a thing called Jeff's Jots, which is really show notes, so that you can have something tangible in your hand to follow along, or, put it up on your refrigerator and think about some of the topics that we're covering. I think you're going to find that additional information extremely helpful. Also, there is a free video there called What Casting Directors Don't Want You to Know. Casting Director Secrets, What Casting Directors Don't Want You to Know. That's it. And that's a free video as well, just for filling out the Dive into the Talent Pool form that you're going to find on the website. Also, there's a calendar so that if there are classes that you might be interested in, I'm doing Zoom classes. You can find me in a lot of different studios in the city, both live and on Zoom, so virtual classes. And it would be really cool to be able to meet you and work with you as well. So do check that out. Speaking of that, let's just take a moment and do a shout out to those folks who are kind enough to promote me and the show on their websites. We'll be right back. This episode of Casting Actors Cast would not be possible without the following cross-promotional shout-outs. Actors Connection. Please do yourself a favor and check out Actors Connection. They provide classes, seminars, workshops with working industry professionals to help you advance your acting career. Go to actorsconnection.com/New York for their current calendar of amazing classes, workshops, and events. WeAudition.com. WeAudition.com is the video chat community to audition, self-tape, rehearse, and get expert industry advice. Find a rehearsal or self-tape partner instantly. Earn money for rehearsing with other actors. And as a special incentive to Casting Actors Cast listeners, you will receive 25% off membership using the code CAC25. That's CAC25 for a membership discount. WeAudition.com. Acting and Voice Studios. I am excited to share that Acting and Voice Studios will provide top quality acting training for film and television to actors all around the world. Check out my bi-monthly blog posts on their website, while learning more about classes for adults and young people, including voiceover and acting demo production. Go to actingandvoicestudios.com. Now, other places in addition to the ones I've just mentioned that I am teaching at include The Growing Studio and T. Schreiber Studio, so I ask you to go ahead and please visit their websites as well. And check out the schedule at castingactorscast.com/classes/workshops. And I hope that we can work together soon. So thank you for that. You know, sometimes it feels so discouraging, doesn't it? Sometimes it feels like we're just swimming through jello, that our careers are going nowhere because we've been sidetracked. We've been sidetracked because of the virus. We've been sidetracked because many of us are now living at home with family, and we never saw ourselves doing that. We never thought we would find ourselves in that position. So then other things have to be put on hold. Maybe you're putting off, you know, college training, or maybe you can't afford those acting classes. And so it feels like that dream is going further and further away, that it's sort of leaving our visual, you know, sense of things. It's sad. And I find a lot of actors are sort of desperate to try and rekindle that feeling that they once had in terms of pursuing an acting career. And it's harder and harder to pursue that. So I'd like for you to just take a moment right now, wherever you are, and just do a very quick, you don't have to spend a lot of time on this, but a very quick mental evaluation about where you are with your acting career right now. Now, some of you might be saying, well, I'm taking a class. Well, I'm staying in shape. I'm doing as much as I need, or I think I need to do, in order to keep the dream and the idea alive. I'm in a circumstance right now that's just preventing me from doing more, but I plan on doing more just as soon as I can. Now, some of you might be saying, everything stopped. I don't have the money for classes. I can't go back to college because I can't afford it right now. My parents are thinking of retiring to some other place. My life is in an upheaval. I'm in a crappy relationship that's not doing very well, and it's not really being that supportive anyway. So what am I doing here? What's going on, and why am I experiencing these things? So you, that might be you. Or you might be saying, it is what it is. I'm just going to deal with it as it comes. I'm just going to keep trying to show up. I'm going to put one foot in front of the other. I'm going to really just not care so damn much. Now, from my perspective, all of those feelings, all of that assessment is absolutely valid. You are so entitled to be feeling the way that you are feeling right now. Don't let anybody, especially yourself, criticize the way you are feeling about yourself right now. Stop that voice in your head that is telling you that what you're doing is not working. Because, and I'm not kind of trying to be woo-woo about this here, I'm really not. But I know that we all have dreams and aspirations, and we have ideas about an ideal future, and some of you want to rekindle your acting because you've been away from it for a while. Some others of you are just so in it that you don't want anything to stop you from being or pursuing it. And like I said, all of those things are valid. The mistake I think happens is when we try to self-correct. When we try to say to ourselves, unless I do this, this isn't going to happen. Does that make sense? It's illogical that we put these kind of either roadblocks, or we put up that, you know, what is that tape when you're running track? You know, you put the tape up to run across the finish line. So we're either trying to race to a finish line, or we've put up these blocks to keep us from feeling like we are worthy of whatever choice or decision we want to make. I don't want you to feel sorry for yourself either. But I think there's a moment in time where you can just simply say, it is what it is. Now, I'm all about positive projection. You know, I always feel the law of attraction. And again, I'm not trying to get woo-woo on you here, but the law of attraction really is such a healthy way to approach your future. And that is to say that you're going to think about the kind of actor you want to be in 5 years. Imagine what that feels like. What does that look like to you? Where are you living in 5 years as you're pursuing your acting career? What kind of accomplishments have you achieved between now and 5 years from now? What would you like that to look like? What would you like that to be? I just love the idea that it's really okay for you to imagine where you want to be 5 years from now and simply act like that now. Act like you are going to act in 5 years, but do it in the now. So much of our training is about actors, you know, being in the moment. You know, you've always heard directors saying, oh, you know, be in the moment. Every time I heard that, I was like, in my head, I'm saying back to that director, you be in the moment. What does that mean, be in the moment? Well, for a stage actor, it means just let whatever is happening happen. Whatever is right there in front of you, let it be what that is. I'm not sure that being in the moment is necessarily the healthiest place for you to be at all times. I do believe it's healthy for you to think about what you might be wanting in the future and think about what that looks like, what that feels like. And so there's nothing wrong with positive projection, as long as if it doesn't turn out the way that you want it to, that you beat yourself up for having that feeling in the first place, right? Because I would do that. I would. I always have this kind of weird thing for me that I say, you know what? Let's just see what happens. I'm just going to show up. I'm just going to do whatever it is to just show up, to be the best I can be, to be as open as I can be, to be sincere and caring as I can possibly be. And you know what? When I'm in that space, it's just amazing how many positive things can come back. But I also know that at a moment's notice, when something external happens that's not great, something bad happens that's not great, all of that positiveness, all of that energy, all of those good feelings that I have, they just seem to kind of wash away. Why do we do that? Why can't we just make a decision about how we feel? Part of the answer, I think, has to do with our emotional makeup. You know, as actors, we're expected to be really, we're sensitive, right? We are observant. We observe others. We get a lot of information from other people. Actors, by nature, I believe, are very, very intuitive. They can read other people very, very easily. It's not a difficult thing. I don't want to say it's almost psychic, but sometimes, you know, that intuitive thing that actors have is very kind of disarming sometimes, but it's also there to serve a purpose. So when we're confronted by those things that we find we're just so overwhelmed with and challenged by, we end up regressing to those things that tell us that we're not good enough, that we're not intuitive enough, that we're not smart enough to be able to understand what's happening to us. And you know, that's self-deprecation. Ooh, good word. That is just kind of an overwhelming thing that I have felt many, many, many times. Casting is just such an exciting thing, right? It's really the ability to evaluate talent and then to plug in those choices into a project that has a vision and can really, I don't know, can really affect thousands of people, or if it's a film or television project, can literally affect millions and millions of people if you're telling the story and you're doing it in the right way. That's extraordinary. I don't take that lightly. I don't diminish that in my head at all. There's an amazing responsibility to casting. Just as when I was acting, there was an amazing responsibility to being an actor. I knew how important it was to do the work, to show up, to allow my creative self to be present as much as I possibly could. Now, other things came in the way many, many times. You know, my own nervousness, for example, feeling underprepared. See, being one of eight children meant that, and being a middle child, it was like there was never enough attention. When you're one of eight, and you're the middle kid, the oldest seems to be getting a lot of attention, and then the youngest seems to be getting a lot of attention, but the middle kid, I always felt, was somehow overlooked. And so my whole thing was that, you know, negative attention felt like better than no attention. And so I found myself, you know, struggling in certain areas and having some trouble at school and just being kind of the jester in the family. I was sort of like this, I would be funny. I would do self-deprecating things that I knew was really, really funny for so I could be entertaining to others. And that sort of manifested itself over time into wanting to be an actor. But I realized some of the motivation for me wanting to be an actor was that I needed the approval of an audience. I needed to have that sort of response from others. And I think that throwback came into what I, you know, was experiencing growing up, that pattern that I experienced. And I'm not ashamed of that. I mean, that's just part of who I am. That's part of who I am now. I choose to hang on to those things that were positive and reinforcing and nurturing. And I do my very best to let go of those things that aren't serving me well. In my last podcast, I spent a lot of time talking about nervousness and what do we do about our nerves, whether you're auditioning or whether you get nervous in front of other people or, you know, this is so crazy, but I knew actors, even on Broadway, who literally had to vomit before they went on. Now, I don't know about you, but I couldn't live a life where I needed to vomit before every performance. First of all, that's gross. Second of all, there's something that needed to be addressed, I'm thinking, right? Before I go any further with that. But in terms of my own nervousness, and I mentioned in that podcast last week about my mother, and she had passed away, and I was asked to do the eulogy. And I was so nervous about it. And it's like, I was so kind of mad at myself, honestly. I was saying like, Jeff, you've done Broadway shows. You've had a 20-year career as an actor. You've been in front of audiences. What is the big damn deal about this? But I realized I had to prove something to my family members. So what was so amazing for me and what was so unbelievably enlightening for me was as a kid growing up and needing attention and never feeling like I quite measured up enough. That insecurity raged through my growing up, my adolescence, and even in my early college days. It got better as time went on. But I can tell you that now doing a eulogy for my mother in front of my family, I just felt that this was a moment of vindication. This was actually a moment where I could show others in my family that thought of me a certain way to see me now in a new way. And I did it through my mother's eulogy. I hope this isn't coming across too bizarre or weird, but it was an unbelievable, life-changing experience. There we were in Snowmass, Aspen, Colorado, and in a small church, and me doing my best to share my feelings about my mother to my siblings. And you know what? It was so gratifying because it wasn't sad. It was very much talking about her as a performer and all of the roles that she played in her life. And of course, I could relate to that being an actor and now in casting. I talked about playing all of these different parts throughout her 94 years of life. And you know what was amazing is I don't think my family had a very high expectation of what I was about to say. But when it was over, it was clear that something meaningful had transpired. again, I'm not trying to pat myself on the back here. I'm just trying to say it was just an extraordinary moment when my ability to communicate to my family and have that be a life-changing mirror to a past that was painful, I'll never forget it. And so now as I bring it back to you, as I bring it back to your choices today, I think that there are those kinds of life-changing moments. And being an actor is no easy cakewalk. I am sure that you did not have family members say to you, oh, please be an actor. Please go into acting because that's what you were meant to do. Maybe you did, which would be great. But in the world that I know, not a lot of people, you know, kind of encouraged you to do that. Partly because there's an assumption about how challenging and difficult it is. And guess what? It is. But that's all in perspective. That's all about how you perceive it. The best thing that you can do for yourself is to continue to embrace the journey of what it is to be an actor. It is about classes, but if you can't afford classes, then there's free opportunities out there, I swear to God. And so as you continue to go forth, just simply putting one step in front of the other, and you know what? I know that for you, you are going to have those kind of enlightening moments just like I did a few weeks ago when I was talking about my mother to my family. I hope that this has been somehow helpful. Again, I had no notes for this. I'm just doing kind of stream of consciousness. I apologize if I sound like a crazy man, but I can tell you that it's very cathartic for me to be able to share this with you. And I would love to hear your story. I would love to hear what discoveries have you made during this amazingly challenging time that we're dealing with? And then perhaps that that similarity that we can find common ground with what you're experiencing, what I'm experiencing, so that we can come to an understanding that we are all exactly where we need to be right now. I'm Jeffrey Dreisbach. This is Casting Actors Cast.
Casting Actors Cast is made possible with your support, just by listening. Please like, share, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Caitlin Clark.